Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Thank you for reminding me I'm an elder here. Yes, I'm a kind of campus guy. How many campus people here? You're working in a campus, you're studying in a campus, uni student here? Yes? Good. But this message is not only for you, I'm so sorry. But you will know. God's house is a very abstract thing, and I want to echo something before I start to preach. Pastor Bruce earlier was saying that song moved him, and the power of the Holy Spirit is moving. That's I don't know the title, to be honest. Oh, make room? I want to make room for you, right? How many of you sang that earlier with us? Praise God, that's very good. And I particularly like it. I don't know if it's really the lyric, because Terry was repeatedly singing that I want to make room for you. I don't know if it's a musical reason. She added for you. I want to make room for you, for you. That's right. Because I've been learning this Christian walk. Earlier, I just sense in my spirit that the Lord might have something to remind us as a family today. Sometimes you want to make room for God, for me. I don't know if you get it. Sometimes we try to make room for God, for me. Ultimately, I'm trying to make room for God so that I get something out of that and it actually pleases me. I think the Lord has a great reminder for all of us. We want to make room for God. And let us stay there. We want to make room for God. As much as we want to pray for people, not pray for people, for me. We try not to manipulate things and people around, and absolutely not God. So can I pray for us? Father, we thank you. It's so hard to just have a pure heart. Lord, you says in your word, it could be the most deceitful thing that we can have in our body. And sometimes we're just singing song to you, but our heart wander away from you. So Lord, don't let us wander away. Because we are weak, we need your grace. And your grace sustains us, not only because we are in a very difficult season, but your grace is in our weakness. Sometimes our weakness in the eyes of the others could be very strong. That we could be very faithful, but Lord, you know our hearts. And you know that today we are called to be your sons and your daughters, and forevermore. You want us to be yours. You want to take us as your people. And indeed, you want to make room in heaven for us. So Lord, we thank you for your kind, your good, and your gracious always. And thank you for even today, this morning, you have a message for all of us that you want to let us know your heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I kind of flip it around, the prayer time come first, so I have more time to preach. But before I get on, this is my family, a small family, although I'm kind of big in the size of Hong Kong people. But my wife's small. Like if you, she's not here for this year, but last time she came with me, she's this small. Very cute. So I don't have to make a lot of room to have my wife. But definitely my wife has to make a lot of room for me to travel around and serve and just be who God called me to be. And if your spouse is doing ministry and sometimes you feel you're neglected, I want to say thank you. For it's not only your spouse is doing that ministry, you are doing ministry because you allowed that to happen. And I truly say thank you because of your faithfulness. The kingdom of God is advancing. I hope that is recorded so my wife is listening. And also my family, Every Nation Hong Kong. This is our last anniversary. So just like Taiwan, we are very close to the Philippines, and just happened we have a mega church in the Philippines, right? Victory is like humongous, and a lot of people traveling around and then just trying to find a Every Nation church so that we have a lot of Filipino brothers and sisters coming in. But also we have this gathering of three different locations. I'm just leading and starting a new location where we speak local Cantonese on a campus for the campus. And it's so much fun. I campus people, come on. You don't want it. Pastor, just lead a church plan and go into the campus for the campus. So that, not just have fun, but to see your classmate and your professor, especially professor, coming next to you and preach together, right? That's so much fun. Come on, campus people. We have to pray for the campus. Right? Okay, I'm just not. But not only that, as we continue to reach to the campus, they're students, they're family. So you reach their families as well. As I planted a church in my university for my campus, my parents came to know Christ and they surrendered their lives to Jesus. And a just really great bonus. Now the Lord can take me. Oh, wait. My younger brother. Sorry, I'm still on work here. So this is family. Family, say hi. That's just who we are, global family of churches. And I want us to know that if you think that you're going through something, it's really difficult, know that you're you have a family in Hong Kong as well. If you think that you are top of the world, yeah, we think that too. So with all that introduction, today I'm tasked to preach to you a sermon that it talks about family. It talks about the house of God. It talks about, it's almost like magic. It talks about the mystery and the reality of God. And I just want to read out the scripture for us today. And then we will dig deep together. As I read, my prayer and my hope is that the word of God will be like wave upon the shore, cleanse us and wash us. And it is the word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will do that work. So let us hear the word of God. Scripture from book of Ephesians 3. It's a little bit lengthy, from verse 1 to 13. Reading out from ESV version. Verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insights into the mystery of Christ, which is not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of the gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power to me, though I am the very least of all the saints. The grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to the light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Last bit. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So, I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. Let's pray again. Lord, we thank you for it is your unsearchable riches of glory, grace, hope, and mercy that we are here together. Lord, help us to hear you. Help us to treasure you. Help us to be yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Coming to Taiwan, quickly search something that I can connect with you. I don't know if you are born and raised here, but I'm sure most of you are older than 10 years old. So there's a quote. I don't know if you notice. There's a quote from one of, not my favorite, but it's kind of exciting, lovely movie, Now You See Me. Have you ever watched that magic, crime, whatever movie? That's a quote. Can you read it out for me? One, two, three. I was taking an Uber from my hostel to be here. And when I was like, I was looking to this place, I was like, is it there? Is it over there? Is it over the road? Because there's construction thing, right? In the front. And the closer I looked in this construction thing, this is not the church. I don't think Pastor Bruce would, really? But the closer you get into, sometimes you get misled, but you kind of distracted by something that what you're looking for. But by the grace of God, I see that global family blue banner hanging there. I say, this is my home. This is my home. But then I didn't know that we become an underground church. I thought China is still out there. Don't record this. I might go into jail. Truly. Please edit it out. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, man. Whew. May the Lord do his work. Now, this Now You See Me movie, getting to the second one. We have a Taiwan star there. When I was young, I was so crazy about Jay Chou. How many of you know Jay Chou? Zhou Jielun. Yes? Yes. Wow. So many good songs in my mind right now. But he was nobody over there. He was like someone like just, yeah, whatever. But he got to get into this cast and do something really amazing. But this movie is trying to use the magic tricks, the visual distraction thing, to achieve something that is so, you know, social justice. Spoiler alerted. So everybody is just like looking at that and they're doing something, they're doing a show, but that actually they're doing something to kind of go against the evil power of the city, New York, probably, maybe. But then it's kind of a fun drama thing. So you watch them doing a lot of funny, interesting trick, and then they lead you to see this as a drama, as a show, but then actually they're doing something amazing and meaningful for the city. I mean, we Christians sometimes do that, but we don't do magic. That's not biblical, right? It's not magic. We don't try to trick people to see something, but we try to invite people to see Jesus through our service, through our love, the charity, for our kind words, but sacrificial love. And I think this is way better than just trying to do something and manipulate something, trying to trick people to look at something so that they, oh, isn't it? Oh, after all, it's about justice. Sometimes we're so lost about a lot of different things. Just like the quote, the closer that you get to see something, you easily get distracted and you cannot see what really means that God wants to show us. And I think this is somehow the Church of Ephesus is encountering. I love this book. This book is very balanced. It's very kind of easy to follow because the book of Ephesians, it's basically two parts. First part is chapter 1 and 2. The chapter 1 and 2 is basically talking about the story of the gospel. Every epistle of Paul is trying to remind us what is the gospel. And then the second half of this book is trying to tell us that what is the new creation story that we can enjoy, that we can have and endure. So these two parts come together is the book of Ephesians telling us that sometimes we are trying to We're trying to see something, and yet we're deceived. And the book of Ephesians is trying to help us understand this, that through revelation, Paul now bringing mystery to clarity. Let me say again. The gospel has been hidden in God for so long, so many generations. Prophets and rabbis and trying to understand what Jesus will do in a particular time, or the Messiah will do. And everybody guessing, they have their own theory, just like you're watching some Netflix show, right? You're trying to come up with stories, that theories that, oh, where would it go? And they're trying to understand that because it's so hard to understand. And Paul graciously help us to see that. And he said, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. I just graduated from one of the best seminary of the world, Every Nation Seminary. One of the best. I don't know how many the best, but truly one of the best. I like it because not that we are so into theology and just trying to burn our brain and then we have permanent head damage, i.e. PhD, so that we continue to study and then we kind of lost in all those mystery and all knowledge and all theology. But then the seminary is really helping us to put every single paper. I'm not kidding. Every single paper. To be very applicational and doable and measurable into a ministry context. Why am I saying that? Because we need to know that the mystery become clarity for a purpose. And the purpose is for you. Everybody say, for you. According to Terry, it's not enough. It's for you, for you. Good job. The revelation, the mystery become clarity, according to Paul, is so that people will understand God. We come up with all the theology, we come up with all those experiences, we describe how the Holy Spirit is working in our midst. It's not to confuse people, because we believe as a global family, Holy Spirit's work, when we're saying Spirit empower ministry, churches and campus ministry, we're not talking about we become weird, or we become mystical. All that we know is the being sent Spirit is to be sent like Christ himself for mission. So the mystical secret God message is revealed so that everybody can go for mission, because we know that God loves us. Because we know God loves the whole creation. That's why. That's why we have a confidence that we know this is no longer secret. Christ preached himself. And as Paul continued to say, he said, when you read this, remember, it's a letter. And back to those days, those letters were super expensive because that was their highest technology. That's their rocket science. They have pen and ink. They have paper. You know what? Writing an epistle from Paul to the church, it costs a Tesla equivalent of today. So as you are reading this letter, you are receiving a Tesla. Right? You're writing a long letter. And he said, briefly. Church, I just want to say, no matter what kind of technology we are using, is to help us to communicate, to preach, and to showcase the mystery of God. Is telling us that the mystery become clarity. And that clarity brings in new life. I don't want us to miss this, because this is what we want to see. This is what Paul wants the church, the early church, want to see. We are to be missional. Whatever secret that we are saying, it's not about only about the experience. The experience is trying to help us to know God and help people to know God. If you think that your experience and your theology is for you so that you can feel better, you can feel more secure in the Lord, or your experience and your theology is trying to, even worse, feel better than others, stop it. I mean, I'm a coach. I would just say stop it. I'm not a counselor. Stop it. Don't do this. The theology and experience is trying to help us to be more missional, trying to help us to communicate better. I have to go on because I have to finish this sermon. But I'm super passionate on that. When it comes to mission, It's not trying to be mystical or trying to be weird. But the power of the gospel is salvation of God for us. Don't miss that. It's very clear. Paul continued to say that revelation is from God. And also this mystery is that for the Gentiles, that nobody thinks about that because it is a covenant with the God's people, Israelite, but now extended to the whole creation because all trace it back to Adam and Eve. That human was created for God. And human created for the land. If you're seeing brokenness, evil doing, corruption in the city, in the campus, in the family, in all relationships, in your heart, that's not God's intention. God's intention is to extend His grace and forgiveness, but also His justice and righteousness in all of us and in all our relationships. So if you, today, you know that and you realize there's something broken in you and in your relationship, that is not wrong. That is not wrong. God is not doing anything wrong. Sometimes it's not you doing something wrong, but sometimes we are getting too close and then we miss the point. Sometimes we're getting too close to what hurt us, what wounded us, what troubles us. Then we cannot see. Actually, the mystical idea, the idea of God is trying to help us to understand that He comes to set us free. Free from brokenness, free from poverty. I'm not preaching prosperity gospel here because that's gospel plus. I'm telling you, gospel is rich. Certainly, it's not the same kind of rich in my bank account. I pray it's not like that. Otherwise, not a lot of people will know Christ. The thing is, when we know the revelation, we know that it creates something. There is an impact. When you say something, there is impact. Do you know that? You don't know that. You think that you go around and say something or maybe even nonsense that nobody hears you. But no. Everything that you say, there's an impact. Because the gospel from mystical to missional with clarity is trying to create something called, that's my point number two, don't worry, it's not number one. That there is like people agreeing and realizing what's happening, right? Why would I say that if we look into that, I highlighted here for us, of this gospel, I was made a minister for the gospel, but then the gospel is to be preached, to preach to Gentiles. Nobody did that before Paul, right? Of course, Peter did that. But that is just one occasion. But Paul was called to be a minister for Gentiles. That's never heard of. He got persecuted because of that. Nobody wanted to do that because Gentile was unclean for Jews. And Jews, with their theology, with their experience with God, with their long history with God, they rather not deal with the Gentiles because they are unclean. Lest that I will be unclean as well. So Paul, understanding the mystery, bringing clarity, pushing into mission, so that the gospel right now, he called to be a minister, to preach to Gentiles, to bring light for everyone. Everybody say everyone.
Everyone.
It's for everyone. For everyone, for everyone. For everyone is not to, so that I justify Paul. I am the apostle of Gentiles, so I have to go to everyone. He's not here to justify himself and so that I'm Paul, Gentiles, Paul, Gentile, Gentile, Paul. He's not trying to make him to be, you know, to be okay or proven with this kind of title. It's not about title, my friend. It's not about title, right? We are all followers of Christ. When God is leading us, we follow. And Paul just happened to be called to be the apostle of Gentiles. He's not here to blame, but he was here to charge the church of Ephesus, helping us to know that it was to be preached to Gentiles. Don't keep it for yourself. We have Jews, we have Gentiles, we have Taiwanese, we have Filipinos, we have a lot of different nations here. That is the picture of everyone. There are a lot of everyone near you, isn't it? When we think about them, when we pray for them, That's the time when we bring mystery with clarity into mission. I want to share a quick story here. It's just like the book of Ephesians, two parts. First part, the story of home being very annoyed, frustrated, and somehow I think I got tricked into something. This side, it's a story of Hong repented and rejoiced. Now, I will let you know why. This side, it was a summer. A local church invited me to do sport for mission and campus. I heard gospel. I heard campus. I heard gospel. I didn't hear anything. Yes, yes, and yes. It's just me. The magic word for me is not please. It's campus. You say campus, I say go. So they tricked me in. They say, we have a lot of kids. We need your help. 1, 2, 3. The rest are coaches. This kid moved to Cardiff. Now Ian Cardiff. First baptism we did in Cardiff. I baptized him. Hallelujah. These 3 kids. A lot of kids. They need help. Well, they need help. They don't know how to use sport as a platform to make disciples. So we kind of went in. We bring 4 coaches. I was frustrated. I asked my best friend to come, the one with the mitt. He is superb. He was just super encouraging. He would just come and tell me. Back then, he was not a Christian. Oh, spoiler alert. He was just saying, hey, Hong, it's okay. I mean, you failed so many times. I know you've seen 12. So you failed so many times, so this is just one of them. You're okay, right? I mean, that's encouragement if you have good relationship, isn't it? So 3 kids, 4. Frustrated, but we kind of power through it. We endure it. We see not just this. We see what's far behind. We try to comfort ourselves so that we can continue with the whole long, hot summer without air conditioning. Doing boxing outside and it's not cool. And then after that summer, that church ran away from me. I tried to text them, follow up, and ask if you want me to serve again and help again with your large crowd of kids. I didn't say that, so it's not nice, right? I don't say that sarcastically. So I asked them, but they didn't come back to me. They didn't want any more collaboration. But then I bump into their senior pastor and say, hey, Hong, thank you so much. That after that summer, we started to do our own stuff. We now have 50, 60 kids with our event. Someone sowed a seed. But I'm not saying this for just a one local church story, but I want to say my best friend. He left me. After 20-something years of friendship, he left me. He moved to Australia. Any Australian here? Good, we're friends now. So he moved. That was the time when he prepared to move. And then he has 2 months of break just in between before he moved and migrated to Australia. And he was just saying, hey, bro, I just want to do something, anything I can help with you, with church, whatever. And then we started to coach together. And after that summer, he moved to Australia. He left me. He abandoned me. I'm hurt. I'm wounded. I pray for him, for me. I repented. It's okay. But not that I know. The first job that he got in Australia was a part-time fitness coach using boxing and teaching young teenagers. Don't look at how short he is. They are all 19. We are 40, almost. So he started to apply what he learned from that summer. When he moved to Australia, he quickly found every nation, get in, plug in, small group, and got saved, and serve in the church, and Bible reading. And with his full-time now, I don't know full-time, part-time, coaching job, he would go extra mile to teach the kids life values with the gospel and try to be a father for the kids through boxing. Sometimes frustration is here. And even more frustration is when your best friend started to abandon you and you pray for him for you, right? And While God hears prayer, when I pray for him, for me, God was for him, for him. For him, for them. For him, for them. For the nations. Now, when we bring clarity to what sounds like mystery from the gospel, there is something God is trying to do here, is to let us fully accept that this is something that we cannot fully understand, but we have to fully on board to preach. You're still here? I hope that it's encouraging for you. Now, moving on, I'm just halfway. Again, it's number three, it's not number one. Realization. How many of you use this word quite often? Oh, I realize you are here. Just like, I realize, oh, I'm truly an elder here. That I oversee Pastor Bruce. What are you talking about? You know, when you realize something, you didn't realize something, right? You just started to say, oh, that's true. Oh, that's true. And that is not exactly the biblical understanding here. Because if you search a biblical Greek here, what Paul was actually using this word of realize in Jesus Christ, he was doing this, that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. The mystery became a reality in Christ Jesus. It's not like just Jesus showing and teaching better than other rabbis and Pharisees. Jesus actualized, embodied the gospel for us. So that we can be for him, for him. The thing is, when the mystery with clarity and it's so clear that it's embodied in Jesus Christ, now we know. We don't have to preach high, preach low, preach deep, left and right. We preach Jesus. And he continued to say, it's in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. All our confidence, it is in Jesus. It sounds like a slogan, but are we actually doing that and living in it? When we try to fix our problem, we're trying to make disciples, when we try to lead the small group later on, according to a long sermon that Horn was preaching, sounds like a mystery. Do I rely on what I hear? Do I rely on what I know? Do I rely on what I pray for? And at his end, so he said, so I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. You see, I've been saying that for you, for him, for him, for him, for others. Paul is clearly helping us to understand the gospel word like this. When there's revelation, come in clarity. When Jesus is embodied and realized and actually showing us the gospel, now we're preaching. And it is for the glory of church. And the suffering is also counting into the church. So when you see Pastor Bruce suffering, you should be happy because it's for your glory. But you have to minister to, you know, everybody pray and minister to Terry. That's what we do. Pray for your leaders. On the stage, they sound funny. They sound living. But we don't know what's going on behind. We don't know how much they have to listen into. What kind of mystery that God had been trying to show them. And as minister, we're just finding our way one step at a time, one day at a time. With a great courage, Every Nation Taipei is moving. With great faith and communal faith that you have, you're making big plan. But the mystery is the gospel. When the clarity comes, church's glory is all about preaching the gospel. Ray Anderson, a professor in New Testament theology, he actually conclude what Jesus did on earth. He said, Jesus came here, reveal who God is, and also reconcile people back to God. And that's the realized in Jesus Christ. Or in an easier term is, Jesus being the true God to man, so that man can be true son to God. Jesus being the true God to man so that human being can be true sons and daughters to God. The gospel actualized, realized, fully explained itself, showing the love of God in Christ Jesus. So what I'm saying here, as firsthand, I want to highlight it once again, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authority in, what is that? In where? Where is it? 1, 2, 3. Again. Again. You got that? Really? It's not only in society. We don't believe in, you know, those gospel is just about love and just about charity. We know there's a spiritual battle there. So when the heavenly is resounding with the heavenly places, angels celebrating, having their party when people get saved, when we preach the gospel, when the glory of God shone in the community. But also, we will see Satan, like lightning, fell and fall all the time. Every time when we choose to preach, Satan will fall, angel will praise. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you entrusted this gospel with clarity in Christ Jesus. Not without suffering, not without a lot of disappointment for your people. But Lord, when we come to you once again, that we know the gospel is for us, so that we will be changed and transformed and truly be sons and daughters to you like Christ Jesus. Lord, we want to make room for you. And sometimes we find it so hard to make room, to clear up schedule, to clear up our mind. And sometimes we know how we feel as how we feel. We know the truth, but our heart is not following. Would you please, gracious Father, help us today, that you will also reveal yourself in our difficulties, in our traumatic experience with our shortcoming, and even in our sins. Lord, we're not praying that you have to be clear on our term. We know you don't make any mistakes. So Lord, with humility, we submit. We lay down. We make room. Lord, so many times we're trying to catch you, know you, understand you. And there's always a gap there because you are our creator. But Lord, you yourself reveal in our prayers, in our Bible reading time, in our silence, in our crying, and even when we sin. So Lord, I pray that you reveal yourself to our brothers and sisters, to bring your clarity through the gospel, Christ Jesus, so that we can live a life to please you and for the love and for the sake of others. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.